The White House is reviewing a plan that could send up to 120,000 troops to the Middle East in preparation for a possible conflict with Iran. Administration officials said the plans are preliminary and do not call for a land invasion. But they do represent the hardline views of National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has advocated for preemptive strikes against Iran in the past. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo canceled a planned trip to Moscow on Monday, flying instead to Brussels to meet with foreign ministers from the European Union. Pompeo made the unexpected decision in the hopes of signaling cooperation between the U.S. and European allies over their relations with Iran. The Trump administration currently finds itself at odds with European leaders. While the U.S. has been stoking tensions with Iran's government, the European Union remains focused on preserving the Iran nuclear deal that President Trump walked away from last year. With us, we have Farnaz Fasihi, a senior writer for The Wall Street Journal. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Farnaz.
Thank you, Tanzina.
So a lot to unpack today. Let's start with the significance of these preliminary military plans that prepare for the possibility of sending more troops to the Middle East. What are your thoughts on that, Farnaz?
It seems that for the past week that Washington is steadily increasing its rhetoric, war rhetoric on Iran. We first heard of news that warships were heading to the Persian Gulf near Iran. Last night, there's news in the New York Times that the Trump administration is planning for a conflict and the potential of sending 120,000 troops to the Middle East. These are all very alarming. They're alarming not because necessarily we're going to invade Iran or attack Iran, but the fact that the potential of a conflict exists, and the fact that there's a lot of variables in the Middle East, a lot of things that could happen unpredictably, tensions between the Revolutionary Guards and U.S. Navy in the Persian Gulf. We've had that happen in the past. Iranian proxies in Iraq or Syria or elsewhere doing something that the U.S. deems as a threat or a provocation. Tensions are steadily escalating.
Farnaz, we know that National Security Advisor John Bolton has a long history of taking a pretty hawkish stance when it comes to Iran. Where do you see his position going on this?
John Bolton has been open about wanting regime change in Iran before he joined the administration. He has written op-eds about it. He has close ties to an Iranian opposition group that is a cult and that it was on the U.S. and European terrorist list. Therefore, as far as the hawkish stance of this administration, what we're seeing right now very much represents Mr. Bolton's views. Now, at the same time, this administration, including Mr. Bolton, has also said that our policy is not war with Iran. As we're hearing that war plans are being drawn and they're making contingency plans for a potential conflict with Iran, we have to also remember that this administration pretty much had a similar strategy with North Korea when we thought that we might be going to war with North Korea about 2 years ago. So this might also be part of a strategy to really try to pressure Iran psychologically together with economic sanctions to bring it to the negotiating table.
What options does the United States have if the EU doesn't back the Trump administration's handling of Iran, which so far it looks like they're not on the same page?
Europe and the U.S. have been divided on their Iran policy, especially when it comes to the nuclear deal and especially when it comes to potential conflict. We saw that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a surprise visit to Brussels as the European foreign ministers were meeting right before he got there. Even without this news of a contingency war plans, Europe was sounding the alarm bells of these positions that Washington is taking is too hardline, that we do not want any conflict with Iran and we're not on board with another war in the Middle East, especially with Iran. So if Mr. Pompeo's goal was to go to Brussels and convince Europe of the threats and provocations from Iran, that didn't seem to really work out because the Europeans came out saying that we're not on the same page at all and we remain committed to the nuclear deal. I think one thing we need to remember is that this conflict with Iran is really because of the Trump administration's unilateral decision to exit the Iran deal, while the UN, the Atomic Agency, the Europeans, everyone is saying that Iran remains committed to the deal.
We've seen earlier this month that Iran's president has announced that he was walking away from several parts of the Iran nuclear deal. Where does this leave the deal?
The deal as a whole is still intact. Iran has announced that it was exiting two of the provisions of the deal, but those don't have to do with starting nuclear enrichment or opening up the nuclear reactors. Under the deal, Iran has stopped enriching uranium. It has gotten rid of its existing stockpile, and it has shut down the Iraq nuclear plant, which was where much of this activity was taking place. So despite the fact that they've announced this in reaction to Washington's decision and in reaction to Europe not being able to offer them much sanctions relief, the sanctions on Iran's oil sales, and particularly the Trump administration's decision not to give waivers to countries that were importing Iran's oil despite the sanctions, really made Iran want to do something in reaction to say, well, we're not going to remain committed if you don't offer us what we thought we were going to get out of the deal.
Over the weekend, there were two Saudi oil tankers that were damaged in the Gulf. What do we know about that situation, Farnaz?
We don't have much details on who carried out what happened. The Saudis and the Emiratis have said that this was an act of sabotage, but we don't really have any details on who did it and who's responsible. But this all adds to the tensions in the Persian Gulf, right? I mean, even if the perception is that it could be Iran or proxies that are attached to Iran, this escalates things. You know, it adds, if we take everything that's happened in the past week, we also see that the focus of these tensions is the Persian Gulf, not necessarily Iraq or Syria or Yemen or Lebanon, where the U.S. claims that Iran is Iran's proxies and militia and groups that are funded and supported by Iran might attack U.S. troops. We haven't really seen that happen, but what we're seeing is a lot of focus on the activity within the waters of the Persian Gulf.
Farnaz Fasihi is a senior writer for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you, Farnaz.
Thank you very much for having me.